Right, listen up. We're all trying to figure out where we can actually save a few quid, but I've got something that's genuinely decent for you. It's about your broadband. We rely on it for everything. For the kids, for streaming, and for just chilling out. But the last thing we want is the bill jumping up on you a few months down the line. That's why you need to hear about Virgin Media. They're doing something massive. They're freezing their broadband prices for 2 whole years on their 24-month broadband contracts. That's right, 2 years. So if you want to switch to the super fast, reliable broadband now, you lock that price in for the duration of the 24-month contract. And it starts from just €35 a month with no activation fee. That's a serious bit of value right there. And here's the thing I love. The reliability is guaranteed. We're talking full fiber broadband, speeds up to 5 gig and 99.9% reliability. But the real game changer is the lifetime Wi-Fi guarantee. It means your Wi-Fi works in every room, on every device, no dead zones, no black spots. And if it doesn't work wall to wall, they'll give you back €150. That's a guarantee. So go off the fence, switch a guaranteed speed, guaranteed reliability and guaranteed prices for 2 years. Virgin Media. It's playtime. Go loud. What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Try your wasting it now. Till your body attends. Walk it hard and long. When you finish that. Deep knocker.
Intro the bonus, please.
Intro the bonus?
Yeah.
Right. So this is this week's bonus episode. I'm here with Darden and Amy Conway.
Yeah.
Are you officially a Conway now?
Yeah, yeah. I got my public service card the other day.
So once you get Conway that, you know it's official.
And my driver's license as well.
What about the passport? You still?
No, because I have a holiday booked with that passport, so I'm just going to use that and it'll change it.
Yeah. I have to get me a passport renewed. I haven't done it yet. Do I need a public service card for that?
No.
Why do you have one then?
You don't even need a public
I got one because I needed something to say Conway so I could get my license.
My passport only went out with it at the end of last year and I was like, that's me bleeding. I was 21 in it. 21 getting that done. You know what I mean? I was like, I look so different then. I was like, this is going to be me. And then I'm in my 40s looking back at this one. Do you know what I mean? I feel like shaving my head or something.
Should.
Do you know what I mean? Because then in 10 years, like, what if you had more kids? And be like, jeez, that look at you. And be like, yeah, that I was fresh back then.
Yeah, but there's other photos of you, like... that you can show them.
Yeah,
it's not like years ago and like your passport is the only picture. Yeah.
I look brilliant on my new public service card.
Oh, I was hungover, remember? Huh?
You told me you said you look brilliant.
Yeah, I said he looks real handsome in that picture. You did actually.
You can do it yourself, can't you? You were all in the gaff. Take yourself.
I don't know.
Oh, we went in.
No, the pass. Yeah, we went in.
Yeah, the passport. You can do it in the gaff.
Yeah, that's what I did. The
I keep telling Amy.
One is nice.
She was like, "You gonna do it?" I was like, "Wait till I get a haircut." Do you know what I mean? Just to be sure, Siobhan. I was looking at pictures of myself last year. I was like, Jesus, the head on me. And I was like, I'm probably the exact same. I'm probably 3% different or something. But I'm not happy with it. So, do we have listener questions?
So, Neil in East Wall says, Owen, Siobhan, Darren. I presume he means Darren Cleary.
Let's just say Conway.
It's not bloody me anyway.
Let's just say you, Darren. There is you.
Bloody me. Long time listener. Love the show. Can you rank these below scenarios in terms of annoyance? So...
It says to us because I haven't been named in this.
Yeah, actually,
I haven't. It says to Siobhan, Owen, and Darden. Didn't hear Calvin once in there.
No.
I want more of these.
Why is Darren mentioned? Darren Clary, like, does he be a talk on this?
He'd love it. He'd love it.
Does he be like a.
Fella loves a mention, doesn't
sometimes.
He?
Sometimes.
Nah, hang on for a minute. Sometimes. If we were to do 52 episodes in a year, Darden wouldn't even be in 10% of them.
He might be in 2.
Why is he mentioning them then?
Neil, Darden Conway's getting smart with me over something that you said. Will you please clarify this? You don't realise how imposing Darden Conway actually is. What are you, 6'2"?
Yeah.
Are you
just under.
Just under 6'2"?
Yeah.
So 6'1 and a bit?
Yeah. Why?
You're a big fella.
Tall, aren't I?
You are? I don't feel like you're only an inch taller than me.
I think I'm 6'2". Well, whatever runners I'm wearing.
Depends, high heels.
Would you say I'd have a good scrap like?
You look like you have a serious smack in you if you wanted.
Oh yeah,
like you could be explosive.
I'm stronger than Thomas Carty. Proven fact. To ask him.
I'd say you do, yeah.
No.
Yeah, I do. We put it to the test in the gym, and he was like,
"When did you go to the gym?"
I sent
with
him nearly across the fucking ring.
You're a big fella. I keep telling you this.
Once if I put all my weight into it, it's over. Yeah. Once I sit on you, it's finished.
What we KG was?
Ah,
what we at KG was?
You can't be asking people their weight.
Why can me and Darren like that?
I was like 112 last time I checked.
But you hold it very well. You don't look 112.
Right, will I read the question?
The lowest I ever got down to last year was 103, and I look like...
Is that for the win?
I look like Terrence. What?
Is that for the win?
What's that supposed to mean?
Look like Terrence?
He's skinny. Like, That was for the wedding. I looked like Terrence at my wedding. I did.
Can we just say as well, sorry, I know I'm straying away with the question. I'm kind of fuming he had an entrance for his wedding, because I want to do that now and everyone's going to be like, Dorden Conway done that, and I'm like, yeah, I know. Yeah,
but the same people won't be at my wedding that were at yours though.
He didn't even,
you never know,
post that, didn't you? Not the, you,
that was the best thing, honestly. And it's my favourite song. Siobhan, how long did we, so you know our live show, Owen came into that.
Yeah.
How long did that take us to convince Owen to come out of that? Like, I've never argued more for a live show. Anything. We've had 11 live shows and we've spent more time on getting Owen to walk out to John Cena than anything else. And any live show.
Same for Solid.
What did he come out to for Solid?
So long.
What did he come out to?
I don't know.
Skater Boy?
Was it?
No, that was
someone came out to Skater Boy.
I feel like just pick Komodo and he'll come out to that.
He came out to Why Can't We Be Friends?
Oh, yes.
Why can't we?
Homer Simpson reference?
I don't know, probably.
That's what Homer Simpson comes out to when he's boxing.
That's gas.
But yeah, anyways.
So exciting to see what he'll come out to at the next Solid Live show, February 12th.
Yeah,
Figure Street tickets still there. Come. If you want to get them. There are not many left. There's no seating tickets. All standing on the balcony. All of you want.
No, you can sit on the balcony.
There is sitting ones left. Just not table. Let's take all the tables left. It's not selling it very well.
There's no tables left. Yeah. So the seats upstairs, which I think. Yeah, they're the best seats.
Yeah,
they're well better. They're well better. It's too wild down in the seats. You don't know who you're going to see. And John McGuck can get down into the crowd. He'd want to stop that as well.
That's not happening this time.
Thank God. I wouldn't even give him a mic.
I'd just leave him sitting there.
No, I'd do a boom. I'd have it on, like, you have one in your hand and then you have a pole with his one. So when he wants to talk, you have to hold it. And then when he's getting out of hand, you take her away.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Am I going, Siobhan?
Where?
To stall it live on February 12th.
Yeah, are you going? Am I going?
You're doing an eating challenge. You're going to try mushrooms on the stage.
Oh, yeah.
And chicken nuggets and all.
What would be
and a medium rare steak.
Oh no.
I want comp tickets. Yeah. I'm not paying to go and see John McGuck and do Anne.
No. Not paying to see my husband on the stage.
Trying to do a Guinness World Record.
Yeah, we tried that as well, didn't work.
Oh my God. What was that that you had to eat?
So we cut that anyways. Come here, what were you saying, Siobhan?
The one that Joe was going to do was eating chicken nuggets on the stage, and then I had
a
bowl of water.
Yeah.
Owen said that would be a good idea.
I think it would be a great idea.
Right, Neil's question.
Another thing, Siobhan.
Yeah.
Is this like the main episode again, or is it?
No, it's just all listener questions. I would appreciate if listeners sent in more questions, ask us to rank things like this. Blind rank as well.
And send gifts.
He's asked you to rank them in terms of annoyance. So like the most annoying at the top, obviously. At a gaff party, everyone is queuing songs. After patiently waiting for yours, someone skips it after 10 seconds. That's the story of my life. Everyone skips my songs.
That's one.
That
option.
Is very annoying.
Is that one option?
That's like one.
It's just a four scenario.
Right. Next one. Your football team conceding an injury time winner.
No, that's more annoying. I'm actually disgusted about that.
First time wearing a new pair of trainers, he says actually, and scuffing them.
Oh, you scuffing. Hate that. Like wrecking
dirty in them. Like
no, scuffing them means you got to scrape in them and you can't clean it. That's a scuff.
Scratch like.
Mm.
Scuffing your brand new K-Swiss.
Yeah, with the tongue.
All the costume with the straps.
Twist the tongue around them. Yeah, and the strap.
And the last one then is getting a roll at the deli and having to completely remake it as the deli worker has just thrown the fillings at the thing from a distance. So what's number one there and what's...
Never remade it. I would just say that's a bad roll. I wouldn't remake it.
Yeah, it's
if everything's fallen out of it, you have to kind of shovel it back in. Like, you're just not eating any of the fillings now. All your coleslaw
is in
the paper.
If there was a random bit of sweet corn in it, I'd say... Get rid of that there.
Yeah, or a bit of lettuce. Do you ever get that bit of lettuce on something?
If there was one red onion on it, I'd be like, you'll bail that there.
How does that happen?
I know, it's gross, isn't it?
And when you think about it.
It's gross.
I was at watching the person before me getting a sandwich one time, and he asked for like chicken and stuffing or something. And your one put tuna and stuffing on it. And he was like,
what?
No, like I said chicken. And she started just like scraping the tuna off the stuffing. And I was like, you can't you can't take tuna back off and off with stuffing.
And did he take it?
And then he just goes, it's grand, just add the chicken. So he had tuna, chicken and stuffing.
Sick weirdo.
Oh, that's disgusting.
And that was in the airport. Like that was his meal before getting on a flight. Like that could have been his last meal.
Yeah, literally.
Chicken, tuna and stuff.
Psycho.
That's vile.
Anyway. So
probably pay about 40 euro for that sandwich as well.
Although if I was hungry,
I wouldn't eat that. No, not with the tuna.
I hate tuna.
Yeah. It's horrible, isn't it?
I don't think it should be served in a deli either.
What?
It shouldn't be served in a deli.
Do you know what mayonnaise is?
Tuna shouldn't be in a deli.
I know.
In 2026, tuna should not be in a deli.
Do you not like tuna salad?
No.
Never had it.
You never tuna salad?
Do you know what? I never had egg mayo.
Egg mayonnaise is not bad.
That's disgusting.
You're disgusting.
Egg mayo is disgusting.
Yeah, I don't really like mayonnaise.
Do you like coleslaw?
It looks nice.
Yeah.
I like coleslaw.
Do you like coleslaw?
Mm.
Good. Are you ranking these or what?
Rank these things, yeah. So everybody's queuing songs.
Skipping the sound of the guard party is annoying, yeah. It's not more annoying than your team conceding. And as a United fan, it's like nearly expected now. Like, you know what's happening.
It still hurts.
Yeah. And like, you do be fuming, but there's nothing you can do about it because it's all out of your control. And do you know what's not worse than when you're in the gaff watching it with like the missus and she's like, oh, like, you support that team. You don't have to support them. You don't have to watch. You don't have to let them annoy you. It's bigger than that. It's not that simple.
Does Amy watch it with you?
No, but like, it'll be on or she'll be doing something or she might be there.
You'll have to watch the match whenever you want. Can you watch a match?
Yeah.
Lucky you.
For example,
every single one of them.
For example,
she makes me watch it on my phone.
If I came home,
yes, she did. Yeah, you do.
If I go home after this, and I was watching, and I'd be like, "Do you know your matches on?" She put on.
What?
Yeah.
No. Well, yeah, I'd go into the bedroom. I'll go do washing, or I'll go empty the dryer. Yeah,
no, you watch your programs, and I watch it on my phone.
What program do I watch?
Fucking, are we dating the same? Dress to impress or something.
Are we wearing the same dress?
Are we dating the same guy?
Are we wearing the same dress?
That's a Facebook group.
Yeah.
Right, so that's your number one, the football team.
Sorry.
I'm mad, aren't I?
I'm thinking, scuffing the runners is annoying as well. But I feel like, when was the last time I even done that? No, that is bad.
You can't scuff them type of runners you're wearing. By the way, that's a statement, them pair.
I have a pair of TNs on.
But they're orange.
Orange and black like a tiger.
Years ago, they used to come off pretty easy.
All the time. No, because do you know what I find? I'm not playing football in these ones. Years ago, we used to play football in your runners. Yeah. And
just be one bit hanging. Like, all like the sticking time. Up like.
And you'd still wear them.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes you cut it off and you'd still wear them. But scuffing your runners, your team conceding. Do you know what? I'm putting the roll one at the bottom. I just put that down that's a bad roll.
Yeah.
Your team conceding is probably the most annoying. I've had a lot of people skip a song and it is annoying. But you know what? I do skip people's songs. I'd be like, you won't have to want a show song on there, so my song's going to be better than that. And I'd be graceful to them. I'd be like, give them like 20 seconds or something
see
like that.
See the new breakfast rolls and all you can get, our new Goujon rolls.
What?
Where it's all cut up. Remember you were telling me?
Yeah.
Did you do
everything is cut up, like chopped.
They're doing that in the DNS and Ballybock years.
Are they?
Since before COVID, yeah.
Are they?
They put it all together, chop it all up and put it on. Yeah, I meant someone that in the DNS and Ballybock
Tell them they're all copying
and
all.
And I went viral on TikTok and a load of people sat going down.
That's where I'm saying it.
Yeah.
I don't really eat that.
What are we ranking out there? Your team conceding more annoying than all that?
That's the most annoying for me.
Yeah.
Then I'd say, can we just say scuffing your runners is the same as like spilling something on a white pair of runners that you can't get out?
Yeah, it is annoying. Mm. It's very annoying.
Yeah, that's bad.
So we're putting that second then?
Yeah.
I'm putting the roll thing last.
Yeah.
I agree. It's not that annoying. Like, you just had a bad roll. Like, do you know what I mean? You just don't go back there. Yeah.
But what if you're like starving?
Happens.
Just go somewhere else. Happens to me all the time.
Like, do you know how many times I go off a field and it'd be shite and I'd be like, do you know what? I'm just never going to go back. Yeah, I don't get annoyed about it.
I'd be fuming at the time.
But you just feel like, I'm never going to go there again. Go so I'll just leave it. Yeah.
Some people, like, if the waiter says, like, how was your meal? Like, it's shite, they'd be like, horrible, man.
Yeah.
To be honest with you.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
Didn't like this, that, blah, blah, blah. I wouldn't be able to do that.
Yeah.
What if it's a place that's normally really good? You just get like a really bad.
Ah, you go back then. If you have a track record, as in like if you've been somewhere 3 times and it was great and on the 4th time it's not, I'm going the 5th.
Right, I'll give you a different question. I think that's you've answered football team, runners, skipping the song and then the role.
Yeah. What I was saying as well about the song is, do you know if you put a song on that and then I'm like, that's right, I'll give them like 30 seconds. They'd be like, oh yeah, so we've played your song. The song's probably about 5 minutes long. And then I'll put my one on, you know what I mean? To make them think, oh, that you're at the letting that play. Yeah, good choice. Now here's my builder.
Oh, I don't even get let pick songs.
Sean, I wouldn't trust you to pick a song.
No.
What song are you putting on?
Just like really.
You walk into a gaff, you've
saddest songs in the world. Mr. Brightside. Terrible.
Coming out of my cage.
Sean, listen to this. Tell us your top 5 on Spotify Wrapped, please.
This year, I think it was Fred Again. And then probably Megan Thee Stallion is up there, yeah.
Megan, and who's the other one who has the mad name? You always tell me I don't have any clue who she is.
Glorilla is that one's name. I'm not that into her. You just never heard of her.
She'd just be into all these like mad fucking American rappers. Like fucking Megan Thee Stallion, Cardi B.
Oh, Cardi B.
All these like, fuck these bitches, get this money, fuck my pussy, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, Siobhan, you're from fucking Connemara. Do you know what I mean?
But then when I'm at a party, I don't put that on. I just ruin the mood and put on the saddest song in the world. Because that's what I personally want to hear when I'm drinking.
At that time, yeah.
I don't care about the mood. I don't care about anybody else. I just put on what I personally want to hear. And that's always like fucking Phoebe Bridgers or something.
Who's Phoebe Bridgers when she's at home?
Phoebe Bridgers. Oh. That name's familiar. Is she not?
She was going out with Paul Mescal for a while. She's real depressing.
Oh, right. I love him.
I do know who you
Anyway, right, I'll give you a different question.
I love Paul.
Did you not meet him before?
No.
Oh, we were at the Gladiator 2 premiere. And
he pretended that he did.
Hair.
He didn't.
Took a little bit off, cut a bit off and put it in my back of my phone.
Don't mind
in my case, phone case.
He walked by him.
And sold it.
It went on as if he was his mate. Yeah, I was at the pictures with Paul. No, you weren't.
I was going to call him Paul now. Paulie.
He was supposed to come to the wedding, but he was busy filming Gladiator.
Yeah. Same with Ryan Hennessy. Yeah.
Right, I'll give you another question.
Yeah, please, Siobhan.
Leisha and Nace.
Yeah, how are you getting on there? Leisha and Nisha.
Leisha and Nace.
Leisha and Nace.
Leisha and Nace says, hello, Calvin and guests. Sake.
Right, so Siobhan's just giving up speaking for 2026. Do you want that? Amy read it.
No, I'm dyslexic. I'm honest with you.
Settle this once and for all, please. If you finish a 20-hour audiobook, do you legally have the right to say, I read that book in a conversation with a group of intense intellectuals, aka my fellas wanky mates, or must you disclose your listener status like a criminal record?
I like that. That is a great question.
Now,
so can you tell me this girl's name, please?
Leisha.
Leisha.
L-A- O-I-S-E.
Leisha.
Nace.
What was it?
Yeah, but like, do you know what? I said I read the Britney Spears book, but I actually listened to it on Spotify.
Yeah.
So yeah, you did read it. Like,
I don't.
Not Spotify, but the audio book.
Yeah, I don't read books, and no, I've listened to a lot of books recently. Yeah. Do you know what? Anytime I'm going on a plane, I'll download an audio book and I listen to it. And I listen to it on like 1.2. Fly through the fucking thing. A load of books. And if any wanker tried to say to me, I know more than you because I read something.
No.
The same sentence. If you said a sentence to me, Siobhan, and I read that sentence, what's the difference?
No difference. I think, yeah. If she's read the book, like.
The same eight words have been said to me, or I read the same eight words, what the fuck is the difference? Yeah, that, like,
reading is different than listening, though.
So you're saying that she didn't.
I don't think there's any.
No difference, like, I don't think. You're going to know the exact same thing.
It is different, like.
I think it's actually better for the audiobook because, you know, they have to change their tone of their voice for who's speaking.
It's easier to read, like, easier to pay attention to.
Yeah. You know what's going on, you know what I mean? And I'm trying to think of, like,
you ever fall asleep, though, on the audiobook, keep playing, and then you don't know where you are.
You have to go back, it's horrible.
No, I'd put it on when I'm cleaning, when I was listening to it.
When was the last book, Britney Spears? I'm trying to think the last one I've done. Listen to one about Tupac. This fella, he's like a sports writer, but he ended up writing a book about Tupac.
Do you only listen to real ones? Like reels.
Do you know what I always listen to? I always like famous people's biographies, and if that person is reading it, it's better.
Yeah.
I like that better. I hate when it's someone
Enjoy
else.
Enjoy it better, yeah.
Yeah, so we've done loads. Kevin Bridges' one is very good. Anthony Kiedis out of Red Hot Chili Peppers, he didn't read his one, but that's good. Read your one out of Peru too, Michaela
McCollum
Horse. She didn't read hers either. That was very good. Loads.
Do you read Britney's?
What?
Did you read Britney's? No. It's really good.
It's very good.
She's reading it.
No, it's Michelle Williams. Do you know her?
No.
You probably wouldn't recognise her if you saw her. But it sounds kind of like her, though.
I thought that
Roddy
was
Collins,
Britney.
Yeah.
No. Sounds like her, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Listen to what I mean.
That was the first one I ever listened to. And I tell everyone about it.
Not right now?
Yeah. Unreal. I swear, Darren, do you know what? Knowing Roddy, and then when you hear him reading it, like, there's loud, you know what he's like, you know what I mean, where he's leaving fabricated stories, but there's a part in him where he's talking about his dad dying, and I swear to God I nearly started sobbing. You can hear it in his voice.
Kind
of like, this was only a couple of years ago, but like, he lost his dad fucking like 40, like, he was young when his dad died, not like he was in his 20s or something, but like, he's in his 60s now, and he's talking about that moment when it happened, and you can hear it in his voice, and you're like, fucking hell, that's hard, you know what I mean? But it's a deadly story, and I say it to everybody, and every time I speak about it on the podcast, I do get a few messages of people saying that I'm at the listening to it. It was deadly. Couldn't recommend it enough.
Also, a 20-hour audiobook is a long, like, that's a thick book.
Is
like,
it?
Yeah, like, I looked it up, an average one is like 8 to 12 hours, so that's like, she's after reading fucking War and Peace or something.
Yeah.
Like, that's a lot.
Do you know what it is?
It's just, definitely read.
That's just people fuming that they read it. They had to sit down and read it.
Where do you buy them from?
You get them on Spotify.
You have to pay for them.
Yeah.
If you have premium, you get them for free.
I think they've changed it really recently, but there's a library app called BorrowBox.
Yeah, Amy has that.
Borrow them from the library, audiobooks.
Really?
Yeah, look at that. Audiobooks on Spotify. There's all the ones I've listened up the top there.
BorrowBox?
The Tupac one I read is Only God Can Judge Me, it's called. And then Ian Wright's one. I started Matthew McConaughey's, and oh my God. So.
No way, look.
What?
I just put audiobooks and the fourth one is The Rodfather.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's class. Listen to it. I went to Greece for my cousin, got married in September or October, and I remember putting on my Instagram any audiobooks, and the most people got back to me was Matthew McConaughey's one. Oh my God, I've never heard someone more full of shite than him.
Really?
Honestly, Jesus Christ, I'm like, mate.
Talk about making a tuna sandwich.
No, he's talking about, it's called Green Lights, yeah? And he's like, green lights means go, but sometimes it means stop. It's the universe signal telling you to go. Yeah. And I'm like, what are you saying to me? He's one of these like manifestation of the universe speaking to you through the green light. It means go, but it's a signal to your brain to tell you to stop. And I'm like, what are you on about? And I stopped. Look, I'll show you the progress on it. Right, look at each one. Look at the bar and the in right one. Look how far that's gone. And then look at that one.
I'd say, what the fuck is going on here?
I just stopped straight away. I was like, I'd rather go through this whole flight raw dog listening to nothing than listening to that.
Yeah, no, fuck
shy. But she has listened or read that book just as much as they have read it. They're just fuming. They have had to sit down physically and read it. Whereas that's like saying to somebody, I walked here. Yeah, well, I drove. Like, we still got here. Do you know what I mean? You're just fuming that you didn't think of a clever way of getting here.
Yeah, you feel.
No, I agree. Definitely.
Right. Give us a plug for Stall It There and then we'll wrap up.
We're getting kicked out. Just tell the truth.
Yeah, we're getting kicked out.
We're getting kicked out of the studio.
We're getting kicked out of the studio now, but I thought this would be a perfect time to fit in a plug for my podcast, Stall It. We're playing Vicar Street on February 12th. And if you want to get tickets, go to Ticketmaster. See you later.
You won't get kicked out of Vicar Street. Actually, you might. I've seen someone get kicked out when you go to shows.
Did you?
Yeah.
For shouting.
I'm not going to say no more. We'll leave that there. I don't know. We'll leave that there. I'll tell you over.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app. What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Throw your weight in it now. Fill your body up. Work it hard and slow. When you finish that. The Hypnoka. Cut down.